Welcome to the Voice of America in Mandarin.
这里是美国之音的中文广播。现在就开始今天下午六个小时的中文节目。
各位听众您好，欢迎您收听美国之音在2016年4月7号在美国东岸时间早上五点，也就是北京时间下午五点开始的中文广播。首先播报国际新闻。美国共和党总统参选人川普在星期二举行的威斯康辛州初选中败给德克萨斯州国会参议员克鲁兹，但他星期三在纽约市郊向支持者发表讲话时仍然充满信心。纽约是川普的家乡，将于4月19日举行初选。民调显示，川普在纽约州的支持率大幅领先于克鲁兹和俄亥俄州州长卡西奇。川普在长岛发表讲话时说，他的听众有20000之多，而克鲁兹星期三发表演讲时只有大约100名听众。川普发表演讲时，抗议者在会场外举行示威。在星期二举行的威斯康辛州初选中，克鲁兹取得压倒性胜利，获得该州全部42张代表人票。克鲁兹将这场胜利称为共和党竞选的转折点。但克鲁兹目前获得的代表人票仍然远远落后于川普。在还没有决定归属的代表人票当中，克鲁兹必须赢得其中的将近90%，才能确保获得共和党总统候选人提名。川普要确保提名，则需要获得其中的60%。在土耳其准备接收本周第二批被希腊驱逐的移民之际，欧盟官员星期三承诺不会将移民自动送回，而是事先会给他们申请庇护的机会。欧盟宣布这个决定之前，国际人权活动人士愤怒抗议，他们星期一在希腊开始从莱斯沃斯岛和西俄斯岛驱逐移民之际，指责欧盟剥夺难民寻求庇护的基本权利。欧洲庇护支援办公室的一名发言人从莱斯沃斯对美国之音说，会进行对个人的评估，不会有自动遣返，每个人都将得到申请庇护的权利。欧洲庇护支援办公室的将近70名办事人员星期三抵达莱斯沃斯，开始处理避难申请。之前出现反对将难民驱逐出境的声浪，这是按照欧盟和土耳其为解决欧洲的危机而在3月份达成协议。巴拿马总统瓦雷拉说，巴拿马政府将设立一个独立委员会，在发生巴拿马文件丑闻后，对本国金融运作的方式进行审查。瓦雷拉星期三发表简短电视声明说，由国内外专家组成的委员会将评估巴拿马目前的金融业运作方式，并提出建议，以提高金融和法律系统的透明度。瓦雷拉总统表示，巴拿马将与其他国家分享有关建议，以便采取联合行动，全面提高经济领域的透明度。与此同时，法国已经将巴拿马列入世界避税港灰色名单，并敦促国际经济合作与发展组织采取同样措施。国际经济发展组织的秘书长古里亚说，巴拿马文件泄露事件显示巴拿马经济领域容忍秘密运作方式，允许客户非法的藏匿资产。白宫高级官员表示，奥巴马政府将不到6亿美元转发给对抗塞卡病毒传播的努力，这些资金的大部分来自于抗击埃博拉病毒的现有资源。管理和预算局局长多诺万办公室星期三表示，这些改变用途的资金不足以支持对塞卡病毒的全面回应，只能暂时解决目前所需，直到国会对政府的紧急追加要求采取行动。白宫今年2月向国会提交了19亿美元的拨款请求。白宫官员星期三警告说，如果没有资金，美国将冒着无法对塞卡病毒做出适当反应的风险，这包括推迟蚊虫的控制和监测，推迟诊断、测试以及疫苗开发。荷兰举行了一场没有约束力的公民投票，结果显示选民们不赞成欧盟与乌克兰达成的一项贸易协议。星期三公投99%的选票已经清点完毕，61%的荷兰选民反对这项协议，38%的选民表示赞成。以上为您播报的是美国之音的国际新闻。
Hi, I'm Max.
Hello, my name is Kathy.
Welcome to New Dynamic English.
听众朋友们好，我是杨晨，欢迎收听新动态英语。
New Dynamic English is a basic English language course and an introduction to American people and culture.
新动态英语是一套以美国人和美国文化为题材的美国英语基础课程，通过电台播音室里的采访和绘画讲授美国英语。今天我们复习本星期的课程，首先是第一课。在这一课中，我们复习了过去同一些嘉宾进行访谈的录音。我们首先请听众通过下面的录音和我们的老师 Max 一起回想这位嘉宾是谁。
OK, Max, listen to this conversation from one of our past shows. Who is the guest? He's talking about his vacation last summer.
My friend Tony and I went to Santa Fe.
Santa Fe?
Yes, Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Where did you stay? Where did you stay in Santa Fe?
We stayed in a small hotel.
What did you do in the evening?
We went out to dinner. We ate in a lot of wonderful restaurants. And one night, we went to the opera.
Okay, so they went to Santa Fe and they stayed in a small hotel. They, went out to dinner in the evening. And one night, they went to the opera. I think I know who it is, but I'd like to hear a little more.
Sure.Let's listen to our guest talk about his work history. When did you become a professional photographer?
In 1972. In 1972, I got a job at a small magazine in Denver. I worked there for, about 12 years until 1984.
Yes, now I know. He's a photographer. It's Simon. Simon Tompkins.
That's right. Simon is a photographer.He lives in Boston now, and he teaches photography at a small college. Let's take a short break. Then we'll talk with Simon by phone. This is New Dynamic English.
接下来请大家跟着老师说。
Simon is a photographer. He teaches at a small college near Boston.In 1972, he got a job as a photographer for a small magazine. He worked there for 12 years.
In 听过了我们同嘉宾 Simon Tompkins 的访谈以后，我们的老师 Kathy 给 Simon 打电话进行了交谈。
Now let's talk to Simon.We're going to call him at his home in Boston. Hello, Simon?
Yes?
This is Kathy at the New Dynamic English Radio Program.
Oh, hi, Kathy. How are you?
Just fine. And you?
Oh, just fine.
What are you doing?
Oh, Tony and I were watching television, and now I'm cooking dinner.
What were you watching?
Oh, nothing much. We were watching a baseball game, but it was boring, so we turned it off.
What's for dinner?
Oh, just hamburgers. Nothing fancy. Hamburgers and a salad.
Well, enjoy your evening.
Thanks. It's been nice talking to you.
Goodbye.
Bye now.
接下来我们问大家几个问题。
What was Simon doing earlier in the evening? He was watching television. Was he watching a football game?No, he was watching a baseball game. What's he doing now? He's cooking dinner.
我们还复习了和另一位嘉宾的访谈录音。
Now let's listen to a recording of another guest. Listen carefully, Max. Who is it? What are you going to do this weekend? Do you have any plans?
Yes, I do. I'm going to Philadelphia.
Philadelphia? What's happening in Philadelphia?
A friend of mine is going to be in a play.
What are you going to do before the play?
We're going to eat dinner at a small restaurant near the theater.
Okay, let's see. She had plans to go to Philadelphia. One of her friends was going to be in a play.
Yes.
And she was going to have dinner before the play. Well, I know someone who is interested in drama. She's studying drama at American University here in Washington. Could I hear some more?
Okay, let's listen. How are things going?
Well, I'm going to be in a radio play next month.
A radio play?
Yes, we're going to perform it on our university radio station.
I know now. It's Pat Miller.
Right, it's Pat Miller. She's a drama student at American University. We'll call her after our break. This is New Dynamic English.
接下来请大家跟着老师说。
Why was Pat going to Philadelphia? She was going to see a play. What was she going to do before the play? She was going to have dinner at a small restaurant.
现在 Kathy 要给 Pat 打电话。
Okay, now I'm going to call Pat.
Hello?
Hello, is this Pat?
Yes, this is.
This is Kathy at New Dynamic English.
Oh, hi, Kathy. How are you?
Just fine. How was the radio play? Did it go well?
Oh, yes. It was a great success.
What are you working on now?
Well, next week we're going to do one of Shakespeare's plays.We're going to perform on campus. We were going to perform outdoors in front of the library, but they say it's going to rain all next week. So we're going to perform indoors in a small theater.
When are the performances?
They're going to be on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. I'll send you tickets if you'd like.
Oh, I'd love that. If you send 2 tickets, I'll see if Max can come too.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Let's get together after the performance.
Okay. Well, it's been great talking with you.
Same here. See you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
下面我们问几个问题。
What play is she working on now? She's working on a play by Shakespeare. Are they going to perform the play outdoors or indoors?They were going to perform outdoors, but they think it's going to rain, so they're going to perform indoors. When will the performances be? They'll be on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights.
本星期的第二课，我们继续通过回顾过去同一些嘉宾进行访谈的录音，复习过去所学课程的主要内容。首先，我们听了和第一位嘉宾的采访录音。让大家猜他是谁。
Okay, Max, listen to this conversation. Which guest is it? Let's listen. Did your kids enjoy their visit to the museum?
Oh, yes, they saw lots of interesting things.
What did they like best?
They liked the dinosaurs best.
Well, Max, who is it?
Let's see. She took her children to a museum.
Yes.She has 2 children.
Can I hear some more?
Yes. Let's listen to our guest answer the question, why did the dinosaurs die?
Well, some dinosaurs died from the cold. Other dinosaurs died because they didn't have enough to eat.
Why didn't they have enough to eat?
You see, most dinosaurs ate plants. Plants need heat and light. When the earth became cold and dark, many plants died. And when the plants died,The dinosaurs didn't have enough to eat, and they died.
She knows a lot about dinosaurs. Is she a scientist?
No, she isn't. She works in a law firm.
A law firm? Can I hear some more? Something about her personal life.
Okay, let's listen to her talking about cooking.
Good.
Who does most of the cooking at your house?
I do.My husband does the shopping, and I do most of the cooking. As you know, I'm blind, so it's not easy for me to do the shopping, but I'm a very good cook.
Oh, it's Denise. Denise Collins. She likes to cook. She works in a law firm, and she's blind.
Yes, it's Denise Collins. After our break, we'll call her at home.
Great.
Now let's take a short break. This is New Dynamic English.
听说练习。
Why did the dinosaurs die?
Some dinosaurs died from the cold. Others died because they didn't have enough to eat.
Kathy 给 Denise Collins 打电话。
Now let's call Denise.
Great.
Hello.
Hello, Denise. This is Kathy. Kathy at New Dynamic English.
Kathy, how nice to hear from you.
How are you?
Not bad, but my daughter Kristen isn't feeling well.
Oh, that's too bad. What's the matter?
Oh, she has a bad cold, so she stayed home from school today.
Did you go to work?
Yes, I did, but my husband stayed home with Kristen.
Well, I hope she feels better soon.
Thanks, Kathy. It's been nice talking with you.
Same here. Take care.
Goodbye.
Bye.
接着我们问几个问题，请大家在铃响以后回答。
Who isn't feeling well? Denise's daughter, Kristen, isn't feeling well. What's the matter? She has a cold. Did Kristen stay home from school today? Yes, she did. Did Denise stay home from work today? No, she didn't, but her husband did.
下面我们复习同另一位采访嘉宾访谈的录音。
Now let's listen to our next guest.
Okay.
I ride my bike to work.
Really?
Yes, it's much cheaper than driving a car, and it's faster than taking the bus. It's great exercise too, and it's much better for the environment.
Okay.He rides his bike to work. He thinks it's cheaper, faster, and better for the environment. Can I ask, what city does he live in?
He lives in San Francisco.
Oh, I think I know who it is. Can I hear some more?
Sure. Let's listen to him talk about his childhood. What was it like growing up in the South?
Well, Atlanta is a great city.And for an African-American family like ours, it was a great city to grow up in. We lived in a small house in a nice neighborhood. Some of our neighbors were African-American, and some were white.
Yes, he grew up in Atlanta. He lived in a small house in a nice neighborhood. His family is African-American. It's Mike. Mike Johnson.
Yes, it's Mike Johnson.We'll call him at his office after our break. This is New Dynamic English.
听说练习。
Mike grew up in Atlanta. He lived in a small house in a nice neighborhood.His family was African American.
Mike Johnson.
Okay, now I'm going to call Mike.
Hello, Stagecoach Bank.
Can I please speak to Mike Johnson in the loans department?
Yes, one moment, please.
Loans Department. Mike Johnson speaking.
Hello, Mike.
Yes?
This is Kathy at New Dynamic English. Sorry to bother you at work.
Oh, no problem. I was just reading my email. I wasn't with a customer. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm just calling to say hi. We were listening to recordings from your visits to our show, and we wanted to know how you were doing.
Well, I'm doing fine. Work is going well, and this weekend I'm going on a long bike ride with some friends.
Well, I won't keep you. Have fun this weekend.
Thanks. Nice talking with you.
Same here. Bye now.
Bye.
接下来请大家跟着老师说。
What was Mike doing? He was reading his email. How's he doing? He's doing fine. How's his work going? It's going well. What's he going to do this weekend? He's going on a long bike ride with some friends.
Max Wilson 老师复习我们过去学习的一些表达方式。
Our guest today is Max. Okay, let's begin with some basic information. We all know your first name, Max. What's your last name? What's your family name?
Wilson. My full name is Max Wilson.
Where were you born, Max?
I was born in Portland, Portland, Oregon.
Did you grow up in Portland?
Yes, I did.
Where did you go to school?
I went to high school in Portland, and then I went to college in San Francisco.
Do your parents still live in Portland?
Yes, they do, but they are thinking about moving. They don't like the weather in Portland.
It rains a lot in Portland, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. My parents want to move somewhere warm and sunny.
You live in Washington, D.C. now, don't you?
Yes, I do. I moved here with my family from San Francisco.I moved here last year.
Tell us about your family, Max.
Well, my wife's name is Karen, and our son's name is John.
How old is John?
He's 8 years old.
And what does your wife do? What does Karen do?
She's a computer programmer. She works for a small computer company in Maryland.
Does she like her job?
Yes, she likes it very much.
Okay, let's take a short break, and then we'll ask Max some more questions.This is New Dynamic English.
接下来请大家跟着老师说。
Max was born in Portland, Oregon. He grew up in Portland. He went to college in San Francisco.Last year, Max moved to Washington, D.C. His son John is 8 years old. His wife Karen is a computer programmer. She works for a small computer company.
这一节我们继续采访 Max 老师。
We're back with our special guest, Max Wilson. Max, let's talk a bit about your daily schedule. How does your day usually begin?
Let's see. I usually get up around 6:30 or so. I eat breakfast and read the paper. And I help John get ready for school.
Do you drive John to school?
Not usually.Usually Karen drives John to school, and I pick him up in the afternoon. But today...
What happened today?
Well, Karen is out of town, so I had to drive John to school. I got up earlier than usual, at 6:15. John was already awake. While John was getting dressed, I took a shower and I had a cup of coffee.
Did you eat breakfast?
Yes, I did. John and I ate breakfast together.
Our guest is Max Wilson.We'll talk more after our break. This is New Dynamic English.
听说练习。
What time does Max usually get up? He usually gets up around 6:30. What time did he get up this morning? He got up at 6:15. Does he usually eat breakfast? Yes, he does. He usually eats breakfast and reads the paper. Did he eat breakfast this morning? Yes, he did. He and John had breakfast together. Who usually drives John to school? Karen usually drives John to school. Who drove John to school this morning? Max did. He drove John to school because Karen is out of town.
Max 介绍了他的工作经历。
We're back with our guest, Max Wilson. Let's talk a little about your work history. What were you doing in San Francisco before you moved to Washington?
I was working for a radio station.
And before that? Before that, what did you do?
I was a businessman. I worked for a computer company in San Jose, south of San Francisco. That's where I met my wife, Karen.
How did you like your work?
Well, I liked some parts of it. I enjoyed talking to customers, and the salary was very good.
What didn't you like about the job?
I had to make a lot of business trips, so I was away from home quite a bit. I missed my wife and family. I decided to look for a different job, a job where I didn't have to travel.
What kind of job did you look for?
Well, when I was in college, I worked at the college radio station. I liked that job a lot, and I was pretty good at it. So I applied for a job at a radio station in San Francisco, and I got the job.
Our guest is Max Wilson. We'll talk more after our break. This is New Dynamic English.
接下来请大家跟着老师说。
What were you doing? What were you doing in San Francisco? What were you doing in San Francisco before you moved to Washington?
I was working. I was working for a radio station. I was working for a radio station in San Francisco.
We're talking with our special guest, Max Wilson. Max, you traveled a lot when you were a businessman.
Yes.
Did you go to foreign countries, or did you mostly stay in the U.S.?
Most of my travel was within the United States, but I sometimes went to foreign countries.
Do you speak another language? Another language besides English?
Well, I speak a little French. I studied French in high school and college. But when I travel, I speak English most of the time. Today, English is the most important language for international business. If you want to work in international business, you need to study English.
That's certainly true. I hope that our radio show, New Dynamic English, will help people to improve their English language skills.
I hope so, too.
Thank you for talking with us today, Max.
Thank you, Kathy. I really enjoyed it.
Now let's take a short break. This is New Dynamic English.
这星期的新动态英语就播讲到这里。同时，新动态英语广播课程到此也全部播讲完毕了。谢谢诸位收听，请各位听众从明天起在同一时间收听商务通英语。
Well, our time is up. Thank you for listening to New Dynamic English. This is Kathy.
And this is Max.
Good luck in your English studies.
Goodbye.
For further study, a New Dynamic English study kit is available from your local bookstore.
为了帮助学习，新动态英语备有课本和录音带，整套学习辅导材料，听众可以去本地的书店购买。美国之音国际新闻，
美国共和党总统参选人川普在星期二举行的威斯康星州初选中败给德克萨斯州国会参议员克鲁兹，但是川普星期三在纽约市郊向支持者发表讲话时仍然充满信心。纽约是川普的家乡，将于4月19日举行初选。民调显示，川普在纽约州的支持率大幅领先于克鲁兹和俄亥俄州的州长卡西奇。川普在长岛发表讲话时说，他的听众有20000之多，而克鲁兹星期三发表讲话时只有大约100名听众。川普发表演讲时，抗议者在会场外举行示威。在星期二举行的威斯康星州初选中，克鲁兹取得压倒性胜利，获得该州全部42张代表人票。克鲁兹将这场胜利称为共和党竞选的转折点。但是克鲁兹目前获得的代表人数票仍然远远落后于川普。在尚未决定归属的代表人票中，克鲁兹必须赢得其中的将近90%，才能确保获得共和党总统候选人提名。川普要确保获得提名，则需要获得其中的60%。在土耳其准备接收本周第二批被希腊驱逐的移民之际，欧盟官员星期三承诺不会将移民自动送回，而是事先会给他们申请庇护的机会。欧盟宣布这一决定之前，国际人权活动人士愤怒抗议。他们星期一在希腊开始从莱斯沃斯岛和西俄斯岛驱逐移民之际，指责欧盟剥夺难民寻求庇护的基本权利。欧洲庇护支援办公室的一名发言人从莱斯沃斯对美国之音说，会进行对个人的评估，不会有自动遣返，每个人都将得到申请庇护的权利。欧洲庇护支援办公室的将近70名办事人员星期三抵达莱斯沃斯，开始处理避难申请。之前出现反对将难民驱逐出境的声浪，这是按照欧盟和土耳其为解决欧洲的危机而在3月份达成的协议。巴拿马总统瓦雷拉说，巴拿马政府将设立一个独立委员会，在发生巴拿马文件丑闻后，对本国金融运作方式进行审查。瓦雷拉星期三发表简短电视声明说，由国内外专家组成的委员会将评估巴拿马目前的金融业运作方式，并提出建议，以提高金融及法律系统的透明度。瓦雷拉表示，巴拿马将与其他国家分享有关建议，以便采取联合行动，全面提高经济领域的透明度。与此同时，法国已将巴拿马列入世界避税港灰色名单，并敦促国际经济合作与发展组织采取同样措施。国际经济合作与发展组织秘书长古利亚说，巴拿马文件泄露事件显示巴拿马的经济领域容忍秘密运作方式，允许客户非法藏匿资产。白宫高级官员表示，奥巴马政府将不到6亿美元转拨给对抗寨卡病毒传播的努力，这些资金的大部分来自抗击埃博拉病毒的现有资源。管理和预算局局长多万诺办公室星期三表示，这些改变用途的资金不足以支持对寨卡病毒的全面回应，只能够暂时解决目前所需，直到国会对政府的紧急追加要求采取行动。白宫今年2月向国会提交了19亿美元的拨款请求。白宫官员星期三警告说，如果没有资金，美国将冒着无法对寨卡病毒做出适当反应的风险，这包括推迟蚊虫的控制和监测，推迟诊断测试以及疫苗开发。荷兰举行了一次没有约束力的公民投票，结果显示选民们不赞成欧盟与乌克兰达成的一项贸易协议。星期三公投99%的选票已经清点完毕。61%的荷兰选民反对这项协议，38%的选民表示赞成。公投结果向荷兰议会发出一个明确的信号，而此前人们预计荷兰议会将会批准这项协议。荷兰首相星期三晚间说，荷兰政府将同议会以及欧盟伙伴进行磋商，以达成下一个步骤。他说，这个过程可能需要几个月或几周的时间。公投虽然接近完成，正式结果4月12号公布。
以下为您重播美国之音 VOA 卫视时事大家谈节目。因为是节目录音，请您不要拨打电话。
各位听众观众朋友大家好，欢迎继续收听收看美国之音 VOA 卫视在4月6号星期三从美国首都华盛顿为您现场直播的时事大家谈节目，我是黄耀毅。遭到中国官方媒体猛烈批评的香港电影《十年》在上周末获得了香港 电影金像奖最佳的电影奖。这部将时间点设在十年之后的未来，借此探讨香港政治与社会现象的电影具有什么样的时代意义呢？而在香港人民当中取得多少共鸣，当中的预言是否可能成真？这部电影呢，是否也是对于北京政府持续打压的反弹呢？今天的时事大谈，很高兴呢，请到十年的监制蔡雷明先生到节目当中谈谈拍摄十年的心路历程以及得奖的感触。蔡先生您好。
啊，你好，你好。
此外呢，一起来参加讨论的还有华人民主书院的校长、前社民联主席陶君行先生。陶先生您好。
你好。
另外我们还有曾经在香港担任记者工作多年的独立评论人士、网名北风的温云超先生。北风你好。
哎，你好，大家好。
此外我们的观众还有听众热线已经开通，欢迎大家可以拨打4001200051来参加话题讨论。那首先我想先来请教一下蔡雷明先生，当初为什么你想制作《十年》这部电影？而在过程当中呢，您本人还有这个武嘉良导演还有其他的导演编剧跟演员们是否曾经受到任何的刁难呢？
其实《十年》是我们在两年前大概14年头的时候开始的，那当时香港已经面对一个转变，特别是国民教育以后，我们看见社会的状况已经有很多改变。那我们就想，哎，拍一个关于香港未来的电影，然后我们就用一个5个短片来讲不同的题材，关于香港未来10年之后。香港会变成怎么一个的香港？但是14年，只是大家也知道，对于香港来说是一个很重要的年，因为9月28号之后就发生了79天的雨伞运动。那这个雨伞运动正好是我们在筹备这个电影中间的时间，所以对我们整个的剧本啊，这个编剧的方向其实有一定的影响。那我们是2015年头的时候制作这个电影的，所以现在电影看出来是比较一个对未来的前途是比较黑、比较灰暗的一个图画。只是在过程当中我们没有受任何的影响，因为香港其实也是一个还是一个可以自由可以去创作一个地方。当然我们电影出来之后这个情况就可能我们有面对更多不同的压力，但是制作的时候是没有什么压力的。
是那蔡先生，刚才你也提到说，在电影本身呢，在制作过程当中、讨论过程当中，香港也经历了很多事情，包括这个雨伞革命啊。那么我们知道这个电影分成5段故事，分别有这个浮瓜、东禅、方言、自焚者跟本土蛋。我们知道在这个方言当中谈论的是广东话遭到了边缘化，那么还有这个本土蛋里面呢，拥有本土意识的人遭到了红卫兵的攻击。那你认为说这样子的一个剧情跟情节是否确实反映出了香港目前正在受到的一个困境，那是否未来会更加恶化？
此时香港过去，特别过去2、3年呢，你知道香港在9次之后，我们是有1国2制的很特别的情况，但是过去几年我们明显的感觉的1国2制是受到威胁。所以但是从哪一方面去呈现出来，可能是透过语言透过中港两个地方的很多矛盾我们看得到。所以方言这个短片里面讲的广东话跟普通话，这个是我们做很多 research 发现这个是很真的，特别是在一些小学生里面很多父母对他们的期望就是要他们讲普通话，因为普通话是有机会当他们将来的发展。 所以我们只是探讨一个问题，是不是广东话它的价值可以在哪里，我们是不是可以还是保留这个很重要的价值。所以另外一个能带出来的议题当然是关于本土这两个字，因为香港过去可能一两年对于这个字可能也有很多不同的讨论。只是本地党戏里面它是透过一个很基本的东西，就是吃的胆去探讨，连我们吃的胆可能将来面对也有一个问题的时候，我们发现就是是不是可以再反思我们对未来是不是可以还是保存一些是关于香港本土的意思。是本土这两个字我觉得不单是政治方面的，只是是关于我们生活上面文化上面所以我们是用这两个这个题材来探讨我们关于香港本土的题目。
是那我想接请教您这个蔡先我们刚讲这个广东话这个部分，我们知道这一次呢有几位这个十年的导演他是这个拒绝以这个普通话接受采访的，他们坚持要说广东话所以你认为说我之前在这个去香港旅游的时候曾经遇到过就是说如果你说普通话的话，店员其实对你会比较不一样的态度，直到我跟他表明说我是台湾人之后态度可能变得比较好一点。那所以说今天这个普通话与广东话之争在香港是否也代表了折射了香港人对于北京政权的一种恐惧的心理呢？
我其实觉得也不是太严重的问题。当天我们金像奖之后，我们的采访当时我们其中一个导演就是觉得当天我们其实很高兴，而且在香港一个地方我们希望用广东话的表达我们自己的感受。只是他也说，只是他不是对普通话不尊敬还是怎么样，只是希望用广东话去真诚的去表达我们的感受。但是另外一方面只是香港跟内地的矛盾其实也是有的，特别是过去几年中国的旅客来香港购物不同的事情，确实令到香港人对内地人的有一些感受是不太认同他们的行为的但是我觉得也不是完全的反抗对抗普通话的讲普通话的人但是我觉得这个矛盾一定存在在香港。
是好的，谢谢您说到广东话呢，我们线上就有一位从广东打电话进来的观众朋友，我们请他来发表他的意见。广东的魏先生你好，魏先请说。广东魏先生，魏先可能现在不在线上了，那我先请教魏先吗？是否广东的魏先生？魏先请说。
是这样的，我本身我是在广东，我又是广东人，我也在大陆出生，然后呢我对大陆人他那种思维方式以及他们做事方式我非常了解，他要做什么我基本上清楚，基本上按照他这个体制他的习惯思维的话，他是不存在这个多元化这种思维方式的，就是说他其实是一个大一统的这种思维方式，就是说其实他是不允许有多元文化的他认为这个东西会威胁到他的那个统一，所以呢他肯定会淡化本土或者淡化本地。你像广东来说，他基本上现在当官的基本上都是外地的都是外省籍的，基本上可以说是以广东本土的或者是广东人呢，其实在广东根本上没有说话的权利，甚至我们有时候想其实广东只不过是一个殖民地而已，是不是？
是，
其实这个东西就是他的思维方式就是这样，其实他也许不会做得很急，但是他温水煮青蛙，他会慢慢他会淡化，他会淡化你那种本土的那种东西，他会想办法去办去做。
好的，
啊，这是我的看法。
好的，谢谢广东魏先生。那我们针对这话题呢，我就想来请教一下也在香港的这个陶君行先生啊。我们看到这个《十年》这部电影呢，有一段叫做《浮瓜》，《浮瓜》里面的讨论说，北京为了要在香港通过国安法，特别故意要在香港制造动乱，让民众心中产生恐惧，进而来接受北京的保护。那我想请教一下陶先生。在您现在的观察里面，香港人民心中是否对于北京有这样的恐惧呢？那么对于北京的这些都要通过的法律或者是军队，是否也有这样子的恐惧感？
当然有了，就是因为比如说97以后17年差不多，香港人的感受就是你一国两制没有了，就是特别在这过程当中，我们感受到就是我们很多的亚国，现在没有一国两制了，我不相信这个制度，所以呢，香港人有一种港独的倾向，其实是政府搞出来的。我可以举个例子，我们最近这一年讨论这个港独的问题，就是梁静茵第一个提出来的，就是他骂这个香港大学的刊物的时候。其实他背后当然有他自己的目标，就是希望可以继续用一个强硬的路线，可以为自己的连任。但是对中央来讲，对中共政权来讲，他也是希望可以将我们的民主运动打成为分离主义的运动，方便他在香港的管制跟控制。
是。那我想接请教一下北风哦，刚才我们提到这个这部电影本身这个所谓的这种本土的意识，那刚才陶君行先生也提到了港独的问题，你认为说有很多的批评认为这部电影在鼓吹港独，你认为有这样子的一个可能性吗？那这个港独本身呢，或是本土意识呢，是否其实是因为北京的逼迫才产生这样的意识的？
在您这个问题之前，我首先想跟蔡先生致歉，因为我用自己的方式看到了这部电影，所以我也同时得到很多大陆网友的委托，他们也通过自己的方式看到了这部电影。希望蔡先生能不能公布一个 PayPal 或者是银行账号，我们可以把至少相当于一张正版 DVD 的价钱转给您，然后避免你的权益在这方面受到损害。所以刚才主持人提到的这个关于香港这个独立或者本土的意识的问题，这个电影本身对这些东西有没有一个倡导性？但是在我看来，其实对于任何一个地方来讲，基于本土的文化的民族的这些自觉或者是本土的这些议题，都有其充分的正当性，并且这种本土的价值也是民族价值的最主要的核心的内容，所以我不觉得任何的题材文艺作品包括电影，即使在港独这方面有所彰显，我觉得也是完全正当的。但是这部电影来讲，在我看来其实并没有太多的触及这个问题，更多的是反映香港人在面对当下这种困境之下一种无奈的竞争。尽管电影说是十年之后的香港，但事实上香港现在发生的事情已经超过了电影当中的展现出来的东西，例如我们看到的包括书店的老板遭到红卫兵的攻击，但事实上发生在香港的就是书店老板被直接越境绑架回了中国大陆。我想这部电影很恰当的时候出现，然后提供给包括香港人还有中国大陆的人一个思考，就是面对这种越来越残酷的环境，我们的抗争的手段我们可以去到什么样的程度，然后整个社会又能接受到一个什么样的程度。
是，好，谢谢北风。那我接下来请教一下蔡先生啊，就刚才我们都提到所谓这港独的问题，我们知道这个中国的这个官方媒体也是对这部电影大加了批评，尤其是当中的一段叫做自焚者，也就是说认为说这一段电影里面这段故事呢对于鼓吹港独有一定程度的影响，您认为这样的批评合理吗？那么你认为说现在尤其是现在香港年轻的一代是怎么看待香港本土意识呢？蔡先生。
其实在《自焚者》里面，他导演真的是用港独，只是赖问一个问题，就是我们可不可以有自己 独立的思考能力，而不是只是遵从某一些的人的思想的想法。所以他只是问很简单，就是我们可不可以有自己的思考的空间，独立的思考。讲读只是他一个问题，一个手段，不是他要追求的东西。当然这个讲读这两个字过去几年也是特别的敏感呢、只是导演这想表达，就是他为什么不可以问这个提这个港独这两个字，他只是一个提问，不是真的要推行这个字。但是另外一方面，其实本土这两个字我刚才也说，其实在香港特别是年轻的一代他们真的是对本土他们对香港很多特别的情感，过去几年从保育不同的地方的题目他们对香港很多发展他们很有意见，是不是全都是要全都是很资本主义的哪个方向全都是起高楼大厦，起一些 shopping mall 他们对这些是很有意见，所以他们出来的这个意思是是这个年轻一代特别重视的但是两代之间的矛盾就是比较大。上一代因为他已经享受过去他的努力，现在他的成果他不希望放弃的，但是年轻一代像什么也没有嘛现在香港的房子也是很贵，所以他们只是追求一个另类的方式。本土这两个字就是成为他们一个很重要的意思。
是，那蔡先生，我想接请教您哦，在电影里面我们也看到有这样子的对白，他说呢，这十年我们失去最多的是信任，这个香港人所失去的这个信任呢，这个对白所说的是对北京政府，还是对香港政府，还是对人与人彼此之间的不信任？那你刚才也提到说，电影里面彰显出香港人两代之间的一个隔阂，我们看到电影里面有一个对白也是说，他说你跟你爸一样，什么都迁就政府，所以是不是这个北京势力的影响，让香港的这个代沟两代人之间的代沟越来越大，那这样的不信任又是否让人家想起当年这个文革里面的互相批斗的不信任呢？蔡先
生，好只是过去三年多，梁振英上台之后我们真的看到政府跟一般的市民他们的信任真的是很越来越小了。因为只是很简单的一个问题，就是没有一个 logic， 就是我们的政府常常说的一些事情是没有一个很基本的 logic， 而且是一般市民是看得出来的。所以我觉得这个信任就是过去三年慢慢减少的信任。所以你看到雨伞运动的出现一些年轻人对本土一些追求的出现，只是我觉得是他们希望可以自己能够决定他们自己的未来的前途所以我觉得是政府有一定的关系当然我们也是知道香港的政府是受到国内的政府的影响，他也不能够决定什么很大的事情，所以我觉得这个矛盾在香港只是回归以后，我觉得过去三年的情况是特别特别的严重。
是，谢谢您。我们现在线上有几位的观众朋友，不过接听他们来电影之前，我再请教一下陶君勋先一个问题，就刚才也提到这个年轻人的部分刚才您也提到港独，就你的观察来讲，目前香港年轻一代对于香港的前途是怎么来看的？
当年我们这些年轻人都觉得，就是过去我们努力那么多年，我们争取民主那么多年，然后不成功，所以呢就引发一个倾向，就是本土啊，包括勇武啊这些抗争。但是我觉得最大的责任就是这个中央政府跟这个特区政府，在这个过程当中，其实他不断的挑起这些矛盾。还有就是你知道香港现在的社会矛盾很严重， 刚才蔡建志他也说，就是香港的官商勾结啊，跟这个地产霸权，其实令我们年轻一代觉得没有希望。我们现在不抗争，未来怎么办呢？所以这个影响是很严重，特别就是雨伞的所谓的失败以后，大家都感觉到就是很没有希望，所以走这个方向。其实我觉得最大的责任就是中央政府，比如说十年这个片，如果没有中央政府，其实没有太多人关注这个事。其实我也没有机会看，今天我在下午的时候才有机会在这个 YouTube 看，就觉得很有这个时代的意义的一个点。但是如果中央没有这个打压，我看它的影响也没有那么大。
是，那我就想请教一下这个北风啊，所以你认为说这部电影在香港目前的情况来看，现在这么政治纷扰，然后雨伞革命之后的一个香港，你觉得它有一个什么样的时代意义？
我想十年，特别是透过自焚者那一个片段，其实反映出一个终极的追问，就是香港的民众可以在追求自己的民主和自由的道路上采取什么样的手段，走出多远。我想这一点，当香港政府，特别包括北京政府，不愿意再回应香港普通市民的诉求的时候，当占领79天的雨伞运动也无疾而终的时候，香港民众出现了今年年初二的旺角之夜，那接下来还会走多远？我想这个电影它的历史意义就在于此，直接提出了这个终极追问，并且引发大家思考，并且在电影中也给予了一定的正面的一个肯定的评价，我想这一点都会有一个深远的影响。
是啊，其实呢，我们感谢北风，我们知道说除了北风有这样的看法呢，香港演艺学院的电视电影学院的院长舒淇他也说，为十年得奖他感到开心，因为这部电影呢已经超越了电影本身，是香港的宣言，是代表了香港人的价值观。那最后呢，我们只剩下大概2分钟的时间，我想最后来请教一下这个蔡连明先生啊，刚才有很多的观众朋友，包括还有像北风陶君贤也都提到了，他们是透过其他管道看不到这部电影的。那我们知道这部电影呢上映的时候也没有很多的影院愿意来播放哦。现在得奖了，受到了关注了，那么很多人都对这部电影感兴趣，接下来要怎么样来传播这部电影的理念，让更多人知道呢？
只是我们下一步就是会把我们的电影出一个 DVD 大概是8月份的时间，另外就是也会在一些网上的平台要当然是要付款的情况来看我们也知道昨天好像在国内有他们的方法可以看到但是我们还是鼓励观众用一个正确的方法来看，因为我们之后还是会把 DVD 推出来放上不同的网络的平台让更多人可以看到就在香港我们也会继续举办一次社区的放映也会找一些地方可以跟不同去分享，所以只是十年到最后只是我们还是一部电影，我也是一个电影的工作者我们不是什么政治的人物但是只是我们透过电影去想象香港的未来而且我们十年的当中的故事是我们不想看到的未来，我们不想看到之后，我们今天就要做一点事情，我们希望十年是唤醒香港观众能够为香港做一点事。
是的，非常感谢蔡连明先生。因为时间关系呢，关于香港电影十年折射出何种现实情况的讨论先告一段落，非常感谢电影十年的监制蔡连明先生，还有华人民主书院校长钱盛明联主席陶君贤先生，还有独立评论人士温云超先生参加今天的节目讨论。以上就是今天 VOA 卫视时事搭谈的全部内容，感谢您的收看和参与。提醒大家，时事搭谈是一个自由论坛，嘉宾还有观众、听众发表的都是个人观点，并不代表美国之音。您如果希望对我们的节目还有即将讨论的话题提出问题或是发表评论，请到美国之音中文网上的卫视留言板留言，也可以到我们的美国之音真名论坛在 Facebook 或是 Twitter 的账号上发表您的看法，网址分别是 facebook.com/voabbs 以及 twitter.com/voachina。 欢迎您在自由的互联网上与我们互动。北京时间每天晚上8点到10点，别忘了锁定 VOA 卫视。 我是黄耀毅，祝大家晚安，我们下次节目再见。